This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to your phone calls in a moment. Here's the Casey Mize quote. It's Q&A, Detroit Free Press. Feel like the Tigers could be a playoff team in 2022, considering last year's development and the new additions. Here's what Casey Mize said. I think we should be aiming higher than the playoffs. I think we're at a point where we should be aiming to win the World Series. Some people might scoff at that. I go back and quote to a quote I learned in college. Quote, people don't fail because they aim high and miss. It's because they aim low and hit. End quote. That's something that's defined my life. I'm going to aim as high as possible. I never would have got to the big leagues if I didn't aim as high as possible as a kid from a very small town in Springfield, Alabama. It's my mentality. I'm going to aim as high as possible in everything I do, and I think our team needs to think that way as well. To me, the playoffs is too low of a goal. We're in a position now where we're good enough. We need to start aiming to win the World Series. And so I definitely think we're in a position to be a playoff team and more than that. What do you make of that?
Well, I love his mentality. I mean, he's got a winner's mentality. Strive for the best. Raise the bar higher. Motivate yourself to achieve those goals. I love all that. And it jibes with what A.J. Hinch, what he wants. So you've got a manager that is leading this team that is setting the bar a lot higher as well. I think this is great. Love to hear it from their ace.
This is really interesting. First of all, I love the quote. People don't fail because they aim high and miss. It's because they aim low and hit. That's such a great quote. It's funny because when I first started reading it, I was like, oh boy, oh boy. And then it kind of sold me as it went on. And, you know, it'd be a lot easier if they had Carlos Correa. It'd be a lot easier to buy in for me.
Well, they do have Javi Baez.
I know. But if they had Javi Baez and Carlos Correa and moved somebody to second base, third base, I don't know. I mean, people get mad when the bar gets set high, like when the Lions say stuff like this. It's just a question of is it a little early to say this? You know what I mean? Is it just a tad bit early? Or does it even really matter if you say it? Does it matter at all that you said it?
No, I don't have any problem with him saying it. I like him saying it. You know, he's asked a question, he responds to the question honestly, and I think there are a lot of people that think that way, and that's good. He could have given a safe answer and said, well, you know, we've got short-term goals, we've got long-term goals, and obviously our long-term goals are to win a World Series, you know, but we've got to get there, and to get there, you have to make the playoffs first, and then you got to win series, and, you know, we want to get there ultimately, and hopefully it happens sooner than later. That's a safe way of saying it.
Yeah.
He just cuts right to the chase and says,
let's win it all.
We want to win it all. That's our goal every year. It should be the goal every year. We hear it all the time in the NFL circles. Our goal is to win the Super Bowl. Why can't you do it in baseball?
John Jansen said he went to every NFL season believing they were going to win the Super Bowl, every single one. And it's the difference between a player's mentality and what many of us out here think.
Well, and not every player has to. I mean, it works for different things, work for different people. The fact that he's saying it, hey, it sounds great. Now, is that how I would approach it? Probably not.
And here's the thing,
I mean,
too,
it doesn't mean that I have a loser's mentality.
Here's the other thing, too, about John is I sense that John truly believed that, like sincerely said in his head, we're going to win the Super Bowl every single year. I think he believed. And when you talk to him, he sells it like Well, yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Patrick in Rochester. Hi, Patrick.
Hello, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, I was listening to your conversation about the vendors for the pizza side of things and whether there'd be issues with potential destruction. So,
for a vending machine, yes.
I ran our Pepsi facility up in Mount Pleasant years ago, and we had a lot of vendors on Central Michigan's campus. And at least once a month, we had one tipped over, destroyed, you know, outside mostly, and then even inside. And we had one vendor, a couple vendors, we would mount metal steel brackets, and they would still destroy them. And, you know, these vendors are quite expensive. And so I can imagine on a college campus, past 2 in the morning, what you're looking at with a vendor full of pizza, if they're going to do that to some pop.
Patrick, I don't know if you heard the description. It's actually like in a storefront. It's nothing you can tip over. It is built into – the only thing that really looks like it could be damaged is potentially a touchscreen. Now, that doesn't mean it won't get damaged, but
– well, leave it to college kids being a little inebriated to give it a try.
Find a way.
Somebody vomiting on the touchscreen.
Yeah.
Doing something else to a touchscreen. Yeah.
That might take a vomit upwards, but yeah, sure, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, they'll do just about anything. And, like, we had to pull a bunch of vendors because it just was not working. And, you know, management at Central Michigan tried to get it fixed, but, yeah, it's a definite concern if I were in that mode.
Thank you, Patrick, for the intel. Let's go to Rob in Milford. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Love the Mize quote. Hey, a buddy of mine, his first job at Stouffer's was to make French bread microwavable pizza. And listening to this, it sounds like the exact same product. The trick is you just have to microwave it. So we've all had microwave pizza already if you've had French bread pizza. So it's already out there.
Yeah, but I've had Stouffer's French bread pizza. I've had it in the microwave and I had it in the oven. It is a million times better out of the oven than it is the microwave.
Oh, yeah. No, that was his project. He actually came up with it's a piece of cardboard that's...
right, it's got the... Snow. Yeah, it's nowhere near as good.
at 3 a.m. and at 7-Eleven, it's pretty close. So.
Well, that's the thing, right, is when this vending machine's peak hours are probably going to be between midnight and like 4 a.m., is I'm guessing. I texted my son. He hasn't tried it. He's walked past it. And I asked him, do you know anybody's used it yet? And he said no. So we'll see.
He doesn't even remember using it.
Well,
I don't know.
That's always possible.
We ate something that was pizza-like. Yeah. I don't know.
I woke up with pepperoni in my face.
I mean, I kind of feel like...
Hope it was pepperoni.
Kang went all in with one of these for his home.
Ooh, don't dare me.
Well, you got the hot dog roller. And
I know.
I mean,
I didn't even tell you what else I got.
Hot dog roller.
Whoa, slow down, Doug. What?
You got more?
What else you got?
Well, it was my birthday soon after, too, and my brother bought me something to go with the basement, and it goes right alongside the hot dog roller now. I didn't ask for this one, by the way. The other one I had put on my list, this one was a surprise.
Nacho cheese?
Yep.
Wait, what?
it's going to turn... My basement's turning into Speedway or 7-Eleven at this point.
So you have one of those... Is it a pump nacho cheese dispenser?
Yes, you got to heat it up, you plug it in.
You get like the big bag of nacho cheese?
Yeah, I haven't gotten all that yet, but...
No, not well, you have a party then.
Yeah. I didn't ask for this one, but...
You're just living the life, man.
Right?
You're just living the life. Just so trying to cope with having two young kids. How do you do it? Hot dog machine... Pump nacho cheese. That's how it works, Doug.
That's right.
Well, not for all of us.
Well, no. Think how much better you would have been as a parent if you had those.
Yeah, no. Now, do you envision a future with the hot dog roller, the hot dog being taken off, put into a bump, and then the pump nacho cheese going on the hot dog?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Sorry.
He was asking me, Gator.
The too enthusiastic?
Yeah, it's happening, Doug.
Is it?
Come on over. Have one.
Not happening. I'll be glad to come over. I'd like to see your wife and your children. But
you know what? Here's something I am curious about, which I thought was something that maybe Kang might experiment with in the future. Something I might experiment with in the future. Maybe Doug would as well. and that's getting one of those outdoor pizza ovens.
Those things look sweet.
They look pretty great.
That's a lottery purchase, though. Got to win the lottery. I'm not gonna. And I'm almost getting. I'll probably use it once or twice, but at least I have it.
Because you got to start making your own dough and all that.
I want to revisit your basement.
Then you got to think about dill.
You've got right. You've got the hot dog roller. You've got a nacho cheese pump dispenser. Is the next thing the Slurpee machine? Is that the next? Is that the next step in the progression?
Kegerator.
I don't know what the next step is. Maybe the listeners can text in, or Gator, you can tell me what the next step is, because I didn't ask for this, and as soon as I opened it up, I turned to my brother. I go, is this because I got the hot dog roller? He's like, absolutely. So now I feel like people are just adding on.
They're trying to turn your basement into a speedway.
Yes. I guess gasoline pump would be next,
so
Doug.
What would be next?
Lotto scratch-off ticket.
Right.
I get one of those.
A condom machine.
Cigarettes.
You know, how about this? A beer cave. We open the door.
You walk in the walk-in cooler. Oh.
A sign that says, our safe is locked after 2 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
You carry less than $50 in cash.
Yeah.
I guess I do have to carry like some fresh fruit for Doug, like a banana.
Yeah, you need the little tree-shaped Reese's peanut butter cups.
I thought you were going to say a car freshener.
Oh,
there's those two.
Like
you got to have those down in your basement for sure. What is the next logical step for the addition to Keg's basement?
Take a penny, leave a penny. Why do you have this? I don't know.
Because I got a hot dog roller and a nacho cheese pump dispenser.
I'm going to have people from the neighborhood just coming up to my house in the basement. Yeah, I'm just looking for a Gatorade and a sandwich and maybe a taquito.
Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket. Regarding Casey Mize's comments, I love Mize's comments. I don't completely agree with it for this second or this season, but I love his drive. That's from Ryan. Unnamed texter, love Casey Mize's comments, no issue. Another unnamed texter, Mize's attitude is awesome. His quote was great. He's never been on an MLB roster that's made the playoffs. How does he know his team is good enough to make the postseason? I don't know. He doesn't. Tigers don't have a chance as long as they have both Castro, Reyes, and especially Goodrum on the team. Well, from an unnamed texter. Kang's basement. Here's suggestions coming in.
Here we go.
Because now he has added a nacho cheese pump dispenser along with a hot dog roller. Kang, the next one is for the kids. Get a cotton candy machine.
Maybe.
That's a mess waiting. You don't want that.
The daughter would definitely love that.
From Alan Dearborn, you need to hang some bells on the basement door and dude sitting out front asking for change.
Or the electronic one.
You're going to need that that life-size cutout of like Grant Hill that has to let you know how tall somebody is when they walk in.
Someone text that in, the measuring chart. In case someone steals something.
You definitely need a club Keno machine. That's from Tom and Livonia. Yeah. Next up for Kang is a magazine rack. That's from Johnny and McComb.
Porn section.
Oh, that's behind, though.
Well, you can't just walk up and look at the porn.
Height sticker next to the door in case someone's stealing a hot dog. That's from J-Bob on a cell. Next basement item he needs is a key for the bathroom door connected to a 2x4.
That would be great.
We're playing poker and someone's like, I use the bathroom. Well, you know where the key is.
Yeah, it's connected to the hockey stick.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. It's like a souvenir baseball bat with the key attached to it.
Oh, Rondell White bat, huh?
Oh. From Walter Josh, the next step, should be a defibrillator. Yes. And then there's also these. I'm waiting for coconut vending machines. Text, nobody's tipping over a coconut vending machine. So there you go.
Well, you don't want to start all out brawls. But it's like, those are weapons.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.